The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fascinating facts, delicious data, and sumptuous statistics, all served up in 1 to 15 minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. There are 216 noodles in a can of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. There are an average of 400 O's in a 1 ounce serving of Cheerios. The record for the most pizzas delivered nationwide in one evening was set on June 17th, 1994. Super Bowl? Nope. World Series? Uh-uh. The Masters at Augusta? No way. It was the time O.J. Simpson fled in his Ford Bronco down the Los Angeles freeways, and Americans couldn't take their eyes off their TV sets. According to Ireland's Minister of State for Energy, Mr. Emmett Stagg, the waste produced by one chicken in its lifetime can supply enough electricity to run a 100-watt bulb for 5 hours. If the 4.6 billion-year evolution of our planet were conceived of as a single day, the 40,000 years of human existence would take up the last 2 seconds. The ENIAC, the first electronic computer, appeared 50 years ago. The original ENIAC was about 80 feet long, weighed 30 tons, had 17,000 tubes, and by comparison, a desktop computer today can store 1 million times more information than an ENIAC and is 50,000 times faster. Harvard researchers have concluded, after careful scientific studies, that Coca-Cola is not an effective spermicide. The United States produces 19% of the world's trash. The annual contribution includes 20 billion disposable diapers, 2 billion razors, and 1.7 billion pens. If you've ever considered what it would be like to time travel, you probably will be surprised to learn that you already have, virtually at least. If you have ever been without your internet connection, you have virtually been returned to the year 1979. More astoundingly, if you have ever lost your electric power for more than a few minutes, you've been returned to the year 1879. Next time you feel like giving someone your 2 cents, you won't need more than a penny. That's because when you factor in materials, manufacturing costs, and overhead, it took 2.4 cents to produce a single Lincoln cent last year, according to the U.S. Mint. Those nickels hiding in your sofa and purses are pricey too. It cost roughly 11.2 cents to make one U.S. nickel, like the penny, more than double the coin's face value. Critics suggest it's time for the Mint to start pinching its pennies. A bill before Congress would mandate a switch to a cheaper metal, steel, say, for pennies and nickels. And that bill doesn't go far enough for some critics. They'd like to see the U.S. scrap pennies altogether, as Canada decided to do last week. Other U.S. coins are cheaper in comparison to their face values. For fiscal 2011, production costs per coin were 5.7 cents for the U.S. dime, 11.1 cents for the U.S. quarter, and 18 cents for a U.S. dollar. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. As Aldous Huxley once said, facts do not cease to exist because they are ignored.